them, or your daddy have one, or what?
Well, my daddy did, and then later on I had a couple horses. Daddy had one he used to plow with.
Yeah.
A regular old horse.
Yeah.
And he'd get out there in the garden, that's where he plowed it up with.
Yeah.
He had the old disc, single disc type plow.
Yeah.
And it had the wooden handles on it. He'd get out there and holler, Jenny and Hall.
Yeah.
One way or the other, that horse didn't turn one way or the other.
What did, now, let's see. A barrel had those metal things around it that would hold the stage in place. They were...
Those metal rings?
Yeah, metal hooks.
Yeah, those hooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you ever see nails? What would nails come in? They old...
Oh, nails would come in a wooden keg, too.
Yeah.
A small wooden keg.
Little old kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. A few times, I was thinking about them pickles. Your mom would pickle, but she'd pickle them in a great big old crock pot. But
yeah.
I'm still about that now.
What about the, now when a bottle, a glass bottle would have what, or a bottle would have what on top of it, what would be sticking on top of it, you know, to
well, stop it? A lot of them use cork, but, she had cork stoppers in her, seasoning jars, the little jars she had.
Yeah.
She had a hard time keeping them there once while we were still in the unit fishing.
Yeah.
That good car, you put your hole in the middle, you know, and put your stick in.
What sort of games did y'all play when you were kids? You like to fish a lot, right?
Yeah.
What kind of fish you get around here?
Well, did a lot of saltwater fishing back then. And mostly catch flounder and croakers and redfish. Catch a lot of hardheads out here, but they ain't no good to eat.
Right.
When you go freshwater fishing down here, you got a lot of bass and crappie. We call them white perch mostly down here.
Yeah.
And your sun perch. And catfish. And catfish is one of my specialties now.
Yeah. You ever catch yellow cat?
Yeah, they're more bullheads.
Yeah.
Called mud cats, yeah. I don't usually keep them, but if you get a good size one out of you, they're too fatty, too oily tasty down here.
Yeah.
You got mostly blue catfish and channel cats and ops down here. Opelousas cats.
Opelousas cats. I was in Tippo, Mississippi, a little old town in Mississippi, and I was going to interview a fellow up there, and I came back to his backyard, and he had a fish. It looked like a damn, it looked like a bull, like a hog up there. It was so big. It was about a 60-pound yellow cat that had been caught in the Tallahatchie River. And it was a big cat, mud cat, you know, big old cat. It's a big
60
fish.
Pounds.
Yeah. Mm. What would you use, did you ever go fishing a little boat around here? Would you use boats?
Back then when I was growing up?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have no boat and fish in the bank. Now, I got one now.
Uh-huh.
I got a flat bottom balloon boat that I use.
Yeah.
But back in, we didn't have no boats.
What would they call little boats maybe that were wide at the back and narrow up at the front?
Pirogues.
Pirogues they use in here?
Yeah. We used to have a neighbor that had a pirogue. He never did use it unless he was frogging. And I got to where I'd start frogging with him out of the thing. Yet, there's a trick to staying in it without turning it over.
Yeah.
But they're light and fast. You get right up to the bank, you get them frogs, they'll use it.
When you just built the boat, you say you were gonna when you're gonna put it in the water, you're gonna
launch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see people make boats around here?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I made one myself, a little.
You did?
Flat bottom river boat. That's what they used to use around here all the time. It was a long flat bottom type. We get over the mud bars and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But back then, we never did mess.